T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Ron, I have to admit, I'm casting a wary eye on our new man, Colsey. Things have changed. Things are different.
And now it's Colsey again.
Yeah, whatever. I don't know who he is. He's Folsey, Colsey, Maddie, whoever he is. That's part of the problem, Ron. Who is he? Is this guy?
He hasn't defined
himself. Who is this mystery man?
He has no definitive personality that we can focus in on.
Exactly.
He hasn't defined himself yet to us.
And I can't help but notice the first week with both of us, he calls in sick one day and he's here the next. How sick was he, Ron? Plus, he has to leave at 11:30 today.
He's leaving early this morning.
What's going on here with Colsey?
I don't know. I had high grades for him last week.
So did
week,
I, even though
man,
I wasn't here.
They've slipped badly with his performance this week.
Maddie, the floor is yours. What's going on here? Are you interviewing for another job? Are you out already?
No. There's nothing like that happening. I would rather have done something like that than gone through what I went through over the last 24 hours. I don't know what happened.
You don't look any worse for the wear.
Yeah, you
look
the same as you did on Monday.
Well, that's a good
Tuesday.
Thing. I'm feeling a lot better than I did yesterday.
I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah, I was just totally knocked out.
Sounds like Crowley disease you had.
It might be.
A touch of the Crowleys. A lot of people getting it back there, Ron. Crowley's infected the place in many ways.
I think he has spread his evil germs all over the place.
He might have. Matt. In all seriousness,
glad
I'm glad that
you're
feeling better.
Thank you.
That you're leaving today. Not sure I'm buying that excuse for an appointment that you couldn't possibly change. But okay.
So it's your private business. That one is true.
Who's coming in
here? We have the big boy, Nicholas, coming in.
Yes, you do. Callis is coming in at 11:30-ish.
He's a big boy.
Yeah.
Vogelback.
He's a good man.
They don't call him Vogelback for nothing, right?
Yeah.
He's a legend. All right. Glad you're okay. Let's check in on Ron's well-being.
I'm hanging in there, Joe. That's about it. I'm just hanging in there, delighted to be here today. A lot to talk about, as always, and looking forward to sitting across from you. You look like you're going golfing with that sweater on today, that top.
I plan on it,
new?
Yes.
Is that new?
No.
I've had this for a while.
I
like the sunglass on the top of the ball cap.
Yeah, it looks good, doesn't it?
It does look good.
Today, even when there's no sun.
The PGA is starting today.
John Daly's leading already.
I saw that. What a story he is, huh?
I was going to say I like him. No, I don't. I like watching him.
Will you watch any of the
tournaments? Yes, I will.
You will?
I'm a golf guy now, Ron.
Okay.
Surely you've heard.
I thought you were a golf guy playing, not to actually watch it.
Maddie, have you ever... been with us when we've engaged in a morning six pack, when we've cracked a morning six pack.
And I love the six pack.
I'm sure you've heard of this, haven't you?
I have, yes. I've listened to it before.
Horse had the little sound of a can opening. Perhaps you can follow in Horse's footsteps.
Let me see what I can do.
How do you compare him to Horse so far, Ron?
Well, at least Horse showed up. You know, we can't always
late
say that
sometimes,
about him.
Yes. Matty does show up.
Who was more late?
He's here.
Who was later, Horse or Zeiss?
Nobody's as late as Zeiss.
Yeah, well, that's true, too.
The most common phrase in the history of the fan, producers, other hosts, where's Zeiss?
That's true.
Usually at about 6:05.
It's true.
All right, Ron. Let's go around
let's
the horn a
little
bit today.
Let's do a six-pack. I'd like that. I'd like to start with that.
We have Tony Grossi out of Cleveland at 11. A lot happening there with Deshaun, namely the quarterbacks, Deshaun Watson, Mayfield, what's going to go on. But first... hockey from last night.
Oh,
Man, it was sure painful to watch Ryan Lindgren screw up a play, wasn't it, for the Rangers in overtime and have Ian Cole, of all people,
score
the winning goal. That was tremendous.
Was he one of your favorite players when he was here?
Love talking to him.
He was one of the best quotes, and I think he got in trouble for talking too much.
I don't think Sully liked that.
I don't think Sully liked it at all. You know, because he was always available, and he always had an opinion, and I like that. But that was nice to see him beat Shesterkin, who, by the way, looks to me like he's found his game.
Oh, yeah.
He's really
good. That was a different style game. The Penguins bombarded him. The Hurricanes really didn't until the third period, but he's playing great.
But as you pointed out, if Carolina has a goaltender who's functional, and I don't mean to say that about the men because he gave it his all. But, I mean, this guy, Rant, is a professional goaltender.
Yeah.
Domingue is a minor league goaltender.
Fringe.
Or journeyman.
Journeyman,
right.
And it was much the same, for me at least, in Game 7 when they gave up 4, you know?
Right.
So it was, they didn't get high-level goaltending.
When they needed it.
Carolina did. Ranta made an unbelievable save, by the way. And then, what's his name? Kako missed an open net that would have sealed the game. Were you watching in the third period?
I didn't see the third period.
He had an open net, and he missed. It was incredible. It wasn't like a really odd angle type deal. It was like the puck bounces over to him, and he's staring at an open net and missed.
And he's really a good player. I love that.
He was really good in that series,
I love that name, too. That's one of the great ones of all time, isn't it? What is it? Kako or whatever it is? Taco Charlton?
Kako Charlton, yes. And then in overtime, it's Ian Cole, of all people, to win it. Ron, I find myself actively rooting against the Rangers because I don't like the way they played the game against the Penguins. I felt like it was part of their game plan to deliver tons of high hits.
Did you see much of that last night?
I only watched the third period, and it was hockey for the third period.
They didn't go after Aho, or they didn't go after...
I don't know, early in the game. It seems like everybody has that MO against the Penguins, at least physically, but I thought for them, it was high hits, and they wound up...
Took a step further.
Yeah. Lindgren took out Raquel from the series with a high hit, and we saw what happened to Sid, although there's a lot of disagreement on that. Who did I see yesterday? Oh, Mike Rupp, of all people, from AT&T Sportsnet. He said on an interview, maybe it was in Toronto, and I'm paraphrasing, but I know he used this word. He said the idea that Trouba took Crosby out intentionally is a farce, he said. That was Mike Rupp.
There's a lot of people. I told you Doc Emmerich last with me did not have a real problem with the hit. There's a lot of good, knowledgeable hockey people that didn't think it was a bad hit, and there's a lot of good, knowledgeable hockey people that thought it was a headhunting hit.
Right.
It's a very polarizing play, without a doubt.
But the Rangers...
Usually some, you know, are like Tom Wilson type, you know, this was a bad, dirty
But even
hit.
Then, in the NHL, you get people splitting hairs, especially the old school guys.
Right.
They'll tell, there was nothing wrong with that. Did he really hit him?
Good,
all that
good
stuff.
Good, hard hockey, right? That's what they say.
Even aside from the Sid hit, I thought that the... Because you have to remember, too, that Trouba went after Gensel...
24 seconds into the game, elbow.
With what was indisputably a head-hunting hit, I think.
He got penalized for that one.
So I don't like the way the Rangers played that series. I think it's bad for the game, and I'm actively rooting against them for them to lose. You?
No, I don't care. They say they care. They don't care. I don't care who wins. I want to see good games, good hockey. Now,
what did you think of how the Rangers approached the Penguins series? Do you hold anything against them?
No, they won the series. They did what they felt like they had to do to win. You know, if I had to hold anything, it's against the officials for not doing a better job of that. The Rangers did what they had to do to win.
So you're in favor of high hits?
They still wouldn't have won if the Penguins had gotten good goaltending.
But that's beside the point of how the Rangers approached it with the high hitting. That's the part I'm talking about.
I'm not in favor of it.
Headhunting.
They're moving on because the officials didn't necessarily call the penalties and the league didn't support the star, in this case, Crosby.
But not every team goes headhunting.
Not every team goes headhunting.
And I don't respect that.
Okay.
I, for one, do not respect
that's
that.
That's fair.
Okay. Can number two. I'm sure you don't respect
Archie,
that either.
I don't. But they did what they had to do to win. Now, you mentioned the other. We're going to talk about the other game. Is that a can unto itself?
It was a can unto itself.
Okay.
But you know what? In sticking with
because you mentioned
the continuum
the games
here,
last
hockey,
night.
Yes.
Right, right.
When I didn't see any of it. I didn't see it. There it is.
There's the
10-10 is never too early for that, Maddie, is it?
Of course, 5 o'clock somewhere in the world.
Maybe in Dubai, where AB is right now. We're going to get to that in just a minute, Ron. I know you had tickets to the show on Friday night, and you're disappointed. We'll get to that. I saw this morning. I passed out last night, right after the Rangers lost.
No, wait a minute. I don't like your term, passed out. You fell asleep. I normally pass out.
Last night, you fell asleep. Last night, I passed out on the couch right at the beginning of the Warriors game, right after Ian Cole beat the Rangers, and therefore I missed.
So you were satisfied. You fell into a satisfying slumber.
Yeah, and I woke up at 3 a.m. and felt like I had a full night's sleep. And I see the score. 9-6? Are you kidding me? So I go to NHL Network. I watch the highlights, and just watching the highlights felt like I watched a full game. That was spectacular.
9-6. Markstrom is a tremendous goaltender. He's one of the finalists for the Vezina. He gave up 6 goals on 28 shots.
I'm not sure I blamed him for the ones that I saw.
Just the talent in that game. I'm just looking at Gaudreau had 3 assists for Calgary. But, McDavid, again, a goal and 3 assists. Dreisaitl, a goal and 2 assists.
McDavid was phenomenal, as he always is.
He's just become the best player in the world. I don't think there's any debate about it anymore.
Me neither.
There's no debate.
He's one of the most watchable players. Like, he would be on the list. Like, if you we talk about, hey, if you could go back and watch somebody in their prime that you didn't get to see, yes, Bobby Orr would be one for sure. I saw Gretzky and Mario in their primes. I'm watching Sid in his prime or did. I'm not sure if you put a list of all hockey players of all time and said you can watch this guy tonight, that he wouldn't be the guy I'd pay for.
I think he's already climbed into the top, 5 or 6 players of all time for me.
Yes. And what he wins and what he doesn't
win. He's only in his 7th season. He's not even close to being done.
And by the way, it's tough to win with a 41-year-old goalie. I know Mike Smith played really well at times this season, and in the last round, he was a disaster last night. He got pulled early in the game. Is that really their best thinking here, Ron? Is we have Connor McDavid, we're building around him trying to win a cup, but we're going to stick with a 70-year-old goalie? Yeah, really?
That's been an issue for them all year. I think he's 41. I think he's 41 years old.
He is 41. He had a pretty good season. He did. He had a 915 save percentage. I'll acknowledge that. And he was good in the last round.
Gave away the one game with the pass up the middle. Remember?
Yes, he did.
But then he rebounded, and I think he shut him out in, the 7th game or the 6th game?
Yes.
He was good enough to win. But you're right. Can he stop a good team like Calgary?
I mean, he also only started 27 games this season. You're going to need to win practically that many to win the cup. It's just, come on. They have to have something better than that. All right, Ron. Let's move on to can number 3, and that would be our friend Antonio Brown. You were among
the
millions.
There's another can pop top.
You were among the, I'll say thousands who had tickets for this big show.
There might have been a million people that tried to get tickets anyway.
At Enclave, for AB to perform from his new album, Paradigm. Big surprise, he's not going to show at the last second because...
It was supposed to be tomorrow night, right? Friday night.
But it got pushed back to June 3rd.
The only surprise is that he canceled publicly. I would have expected him just not to show
up tomorrow night. Right, and not pay the vendors. I don't know if that's his job to do that in this situation, but this can't be too much of a surprise. He's, quote, delayed in Dubai with Floyd Mayweather. I can't imagine that anything good is coming of that trip to Dubai. A little debauchery in Dubai?
Isn't Mayweather the guy that said, you sign AB, if he doesn't cause any problems, you pay him $20 million. If he does cause you problems, we'll pay you $20 million?
Yes,
wasn't that
exactly
the plan? I mean, old AB, he's just... And then last week, he wants to retire as a Steeler.
That's right.
You weren't here last week for that.
I heard about it.
What do you think of that?
Well, you and I
now,
and Bob talked about that.
Yeah. You were here. You were here.
I think it's ridiculous. I don't think he belongs in the Hall of Honor, and I would never honor him. His situation is different from others. When it comes to a team honoring a guy's legacy. He walked out on a team when they were trying to win a game that could have put them in the playoffs.
Let me play the devil's advocate here. Do you feel that way about James Harrison, too?
No, different. When he was called upon, he would have played. He played when he was called upon.
But he quit.
He acted like a jerk.
He quit.
He didn't quit the team.
Well, yes, he did. I mean, he would sleep in meetings. I call that quitting on the team.
Yeah,
sleeping in meetings, leaving when he wasn't going to dress for a game.
Sure, but if you asked him to play, he was going to play.
Oh, there's no doubt.
But yeah, that's borderline. But it's, to me, it's not the same as AB. It's not.
No, I agree. No, I'm not. I'm just throwing James Harrison out there.
No, it's a good example
because they've welcomed James Harrison back.
Yes,
they have.
I think
James Harrison also got, if I remember correctly, a rousing ovation from the fans.
Yeah.
You know, who conveniently look by the sleeping and everything else and remember
I also
a
have
Super
reason
Bowl
to,
hero.
Yeah, I have reason to believe that James Harrison was misled by Tomlin because it's now been too many people who have walked out or quit or just misbehaved because they thought they were misled by Tomlin. Yeah. There's too many of them, Ron.
That's right. That's true. Your point's good.
And I don't think that Harrison did the right thing. And I want to commend your point as well. It's at least as good as mine and maybe better.
He acted like a jerk.
He quit in some respects, but if they had said you're playing this weekend, he would have played. Now, Antonio can say, his agent said that Sunday against Cincinnati,
he was ready to play.
He was ready to play. So maybe I'm arguing against myself here, Ron.
No, you're not.
Maybe they shouldn't have honored James Harrison.
He quit on the team.
The bottom line is
they should not honor Antonio.
Yes.
At all.
I agree.
Even though, in my opinion, he's the greatest receiver in franchise history.
I would.
Expertism.
I would not put him in my Hall of Honor. Here's what he said to his fans in Pittsburgh. A day before, he's not showing up for a concert that people already have tickets to. Probably like eight people.
I wonder how many people have tickets. Although it's like a train wreck, right? People want to come out and see.
And maybe they like his music.
What he's going to do. I think that might be why you would go.
People showed up. I think he had a show in Miami or somewhere. Am I right about that, Maddie?
I believe you are, yes.
And it looked like there were a decent amount of people there. Now, camera angles can fool you a little bit.
Now, was he the star attraction?
Yes, he was.
He's got hits like this.
Is he like Don McLean with American Pie? There's just a whole lot of money. That's the only one that people show up for?
I guess.
One hit?
I don't know any of his other songs or any other lyrics to that song.
You know any other Don McLean songs, Ron,
other than
American? Isn't Starry, Starry Night maybe one of those? Mm. Can you imagine a Don McLean A-B duo act? Would that go over well?
Did he sing when he was at UCLA when he was playing? Was he a singer back then?
He might have. So A-B says, you know, I would never play you guys. Of course he wouldn't, Ron. It's always love there. That's where we started. That's where we're going to finish. I'm coming June 3rd. You like to place a bet on that, Ron? Over, under June 3rd?
I will say he won't be here.
I want to see all my Steelers fans, all the love. We're going to break bread and music, fashion, life, football, and everything. Do your two tickets still work on June 3rd?
Where are you finding this?
This is all over the place.
Okay. Because he blocked me a long time ago. I can't follow him or check on anything he sends out, and I feel like I'm a better person because of it.
AB, and he finishes by saying, AB will never let you down. Now, if there's one thing I say about AB, he'll never let you down, Ron, except when he quits before a de facto playoff game, right?
You got it.
I got three more things for you, Ron. Somebody's out in the Steelers GM search. That's where we're going to start next, and Nick Saban is whining like a little baby. We're going to talk about that, too. Off the Top, brought to you by JP Roofing and Siding.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.